Toronto. Some of the most active companies traded Monday on the Toronto Stock Exchange. Toronto Stock Exchange, 20,437.42, down 38 points. Enbridge Inc., TSX, ENB, Energy, down 29 cents, or 0.58%, to $49.38 on 22.4 million shares. Manulife Financial Corp., TSX, MFC, Financials, up 6 cents, or 0.24%, to $25.25 on 11.1 million shares. Nevada Copper Corp., TSX, NCU, Materials, down half a cent, or 3%, to 16 cents, on 10.1 million shares. Suncor Energy Inc., TSX, SU, Energy, down 59 cents, or 2.4%, to $24.12 on 7.6 million shares. Bombardier Inc., TSX, BBD, B, Industrials, up a cent, or 0.6%, to $1.73 on 5.3 million shares. Barrick Gold Corp., TSX, ABX, Materials, down 31 cents, or 1.2%, to $25.83 on 4.8 million shares. Companies in the news, Brookfield Asset Management Reinsurance Partners Limited, TSX, BAMR, up $1.08, or 1.5%, to $73.02. The firm has signed a deal to buy U.S. insurance company American National Group Inc. in an all-cash deal valued at $5.1 billion. Under the proposal, Brookfield Reinsurance will pay US$190 in cash for each American National share. Brookfield Reinsurance CEO Sachin Shah says the deal is a significant milestone in the continued expansion of the company's insurance business. Lightspeed Commerce Inc., TSX, LSPD, down $5.55, or 4.54%, to $116.57. The company is looking to raise more than US$700 million in offering of shares in an effort to help grow its business. The e-commerce company, which recently changed its name from Lightspeed POS, said Monday it will sell 7.7 million subordinate voting shares at a price of US$93 per share. The company reported last week that revenue in the first quarter of its 2022 financial year more than tripled to US$115.9 million compared with US$36.2 million in the same quarter last year. Barrick Gold Corp. Barrick Gold Corp. reported a second quarter profit of US$411 million, up from US$357 million in the same quarter last year. The gold miner, which keeps its books in U.S. dollars, says the profit amounted to 23 cents per diluted share for the quarter ended June 30 compared with 20 cents per share a year ago. Chief Executive Mark Bristow said on an earnings call that the company expects to see only modest effects from rising inflation this year. This report by the Canadian Press was first published August 9, 2021. The Canadian Press.